There's no question the internet has been disastrous for the recording industry. Revenues have plummeted in recent years. But there is a fierce debate over the question, has the internet been bad for musicians themselves? Well, Planet Money's Alex Bloomberg profiles one man for whom the answer is a resounding no.
I'm betting that many of you have never heard of this man. His songs almost never get played on the radio. He doesn't have a contract with a music label. And yet, he's a one-man counterargument to the notion that musicians can't make money doing music anymore.
This is a spreadsheet of my income over the last 4 years, so 2007 through 2010.
And are you prepared to reveal those figures?
It's embarrassing to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Jonathan Colton, a singer-songwriter in Brooklyn. And I'm not embarrassed to say what he made in 2010. He authorized me to tell you, almost exactly $500,000 in revenue. And since his overhead costs are very low, most of that money goes straight to him.
Which is crazy. It's just insane.
Did you ever imagine yourself making this much money off of your music?
Of course not. This is absurd. It's an absurd situation.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in.
Jonathan Colton's music is funny, melodic, and pretty nerdy. This is one of his hits. We'll explain what hit means in Colton's case a little later. It's a song called Regarding Your Brains, which imagines a pleading email written by an ex-office mate who's now a zombie. So how did Jonathan Colton take this song and another 97 like it, and without the aid of a record label or any outside support, really, turn them into $500,000 in revenue?
All right, so we're going to jonathancolton.com.
The internet, of course. On Colton's bare-bones website, you can see lyrics to all his songs, read his blog, connect with other fans. Oh, yeah, and one other thing.
And this is a chronological list of the songs that I have released. Next to each one, there's a button to buy it for a dollar.
So Colton doesn't need a record label to sell his music, but traditionally, the label helped you with another thing, fans. The label marketed you, got your music on the radio, got you that first hit. Jonathan Colton managed this too without a label, taking a very different path to fame.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting. Boring manager, Rob.
You've always needed a lucky break to make it in the music business. This was Colton's, a semi-autobiographical song called Code Monkey, about a lovelorn computer programmer. Colton put it up on his site, where it soon got posted to a tech discussion board called Slashdot, one of the largest and most influential tech sites on the internet.
And so here was this song about a sad tech geek, and it went directly, it was shot, an arrow shot directly into the heart of the tech geek community. I mean, that was the equivalent of, you know, me being discovered by some impresario and, you know, getting to go on the Ed Sullivan show when nobody knew who I was and people, you know, that was my breakthrough.
Do you think you would have been, if we, you know, 20 years ago, Before the internet, before social media, would you be making a living as a musician?
Well, 20 years ago, I moved to New York City to make a living as a musician, and instead I got a software job. So the answer is no.
The question, of course, is this. Is Colton a beacon that other musicians can follow, or an anomaly? A niche musician who, through a lucky fluke, found an equally niche audience? Colton says, both. He's niche, sure, but there are a lot of niches out there for others to find, with more forming all the time. After all, he says, that's what the internet is. For NPR News, I'm Alex Bloomberg.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and a money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.